This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And in 2009, they took steps that went above and beyond all legal requirements, and indeed all standard requirements followed by every other charitable organization, voluntarily disclosing donors, significantly reducing sources of funding, even to the point of of those funding being involved in providing medication to treat HIV/AIDS. And I think that the announcements that the foundation has made really reflect its desire to continue as much of its important work as possible, but to do it in a way that provides great disclosure. And although none of this is legally required, these steps go further than the policies that were in place when I was Secretary of State.
A lot of things, you know, when you come into, you know, what's legal and not legal and ethical and, the moral difference and ethics and the difference between the two.
Well, none of those things have stopped Clinton before.
Well, no, I mean, it's always, let's split hairs here. Let's work in the gray areas. And that's the differential, the differentiation between morality and ethics. Morality is what is. Ethics is what, you know, what ought to be. You know, that is the standard. Ethics are out the window. It's like, okay, but, if everybody's doing it and that's the mores, that's the morality of the people at the time, then it gives you a lot more latitude. There's no sense of true integrity here. And they have obliterated the lines and have worked out of the gray areas. And I think that they've used and abused their giftedness as attorneys and their intelligence to fool themselves, and not only fool themselves, but to fool people who are following them to think that that's okay. Ultimately, it is not acceptable. It doesn't work for the greater good of all kinds. I mean, when you have, when you have all this smoke around something that could have been very positive, the Clinton Global Initiative, and to have it be used and function to serve Hillary and Bill Clinton and Chelsea and the family business more so than the people. I mean, you know, look at the evidence. Why do you have the people of Haiti, you know, demonstrations right outside the Clinton Foundation offices that are there near on a daily basis saying, hey, where's our money? You know, what happened to all that money that was sent to Haiti? And here you hear about, Bill Clinton getting paid all this extra money for speeches and Hillary's brother, you know, heading, an NGO or an interest there. So they're lining, you know, it's all about the family business and taking care of family members, not taking care of the people that our money was designed to help. And I know everyday Americans are scratching their heads going, why do people hate us so when, you know, we've given them so much? Well, this is why they resent us, because they see America through the eyes of the Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation that are more interested in lining their pockets than in helping them, that they're taking unfair advantage of circumstances. And they're there swooping like buzzards over this money. They just cannot help themselves. They're ethically flawed. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. And America, you've got to see that, because if we make room for it, then it's going to infect our culture in much the same way as we were discussing the other day with a guest about the impact that Bill Clinton had over the Monica Lewinsky case and how that kind of brought on another sexual revolution. It's amazing. And when people consider that, as one guy was talking to me, he goes, you know, Bill, I hadn't really thought of it that way, but you're exactly right. I don't want to be right. I just, you know, but we need to be, as observers of what's happening in our culture, we need to pinpoint and understand what's happening and what can affect it. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. That's it. Yep, that's the way I look at it. No matter what, upside down, inside out, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we got kids returning to school, and the summer heat is soon about to be over. I know some are saying the sooner the better, huh? For some, that's a relief. But for the adventure girl, Stephanie Michaels, who's back with us, it's a reminder that it's time to travel. Why not, adventure girl Stephanie? How are we doing?
Yeah, well, it's travel anytime for me, but for a lot of people, I think it's a good time to travel for the fall season. I am doing great. Thank you so much.
Well, that's wonderful. Hey, well, you know, when you're traveling, it's good fun. I mean, we're traveling right now. We're in Kauai right now. We just left Oahu and celebrated the birth of our new grandson. It is my mother's 51st great-grandchild. It's my 9th grandchild and my daughter's first son, and we're just really excited about Jackson William Phelps, who was just born last Wednesday.
Well, congratulations. 51 great-grand. How many kids did she have?
9 kids.
Yeah,
we've been spitting them out like biscuits here, I guess, you know.
Well, congratulations on a new one.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we're really excited, and but we get a little bit of a break here in Kauai. In fact, I'm overlooking Poipu Beach right now, even as we speak. So travel is definitely in the blood, and we're enjoying our travel time as well here. And so we appreciate having you on, because you're always full of a bunch of great new ideas that raises the bar for us. So what do you have for us now?
Everybody thinks about summer as the optimal vacation opportunity, but really fall travel is if you can do it. You know, if you've got your kids, that are grown, or your kids in school that you can leave with family, and you're a couple parents looking to get away, or a girlfriend's getaway, or a destination wedding, fall is really an opportunity to not only take in good weather. I mean, great weather. There's still some great weather in the southern parts of the states, but also at a deep discount. So a lot of people, once Labor Day hits and, once school is in session, these destinations are really looking to pull people in, so they're willing to create promotions and work with people to get them to their destinations.
That's great. What are some of the great values that you're hearing about, Stephanie?
Well, all over the U.S., there are definite, now that school's back in for sure, there are destinations everywhere that are on discount now. Southern California is a great place. I mean, if we're talking about warm, we want beach. I would say Southern California, San Diego, Santa Monica even. We just got our news report. We're going to have 100-degree days for the next week. We have a dry temperature here, so that's nice. And then you've got, the southern area. We've got Myrtle Beach, one of my favorite destinations. You've got the Cape, which is great nowadays.
Yes.
The basically all the families have left, and it's quiet beach days, but still some warmth and beautiful weather there. So you've got a bunch of different destinations that you can hit if you're beachside. If you like the mountains, I suggest Park City. Utah's amazing. Lots of your ski resorts that haven't had the winter yet, beautiful, beautiful. You've got the changing of the leaves. You've got your fall weather there as well. So great destinations that you can tap into. And again, you know, at a really affordable rate.
Yeah, when you talked about the Cape, I immediately went to fall foliage time. It's such a beautiful time of the year. You know, having grown up in Southern California, I told everybody all the leaves turn smog brown. But when you, you know, you go to the east and you see the vibrant colors, it is incredibly majestic.
It's phenomenal. And like I always tell brides, hey, tap into that. Like, could you, I mean, the photos alone will just be, mind-blowing for your wedding book. So,
destination
weddings, budgets, this is a great time to do it.
Yeah, on the checklist, too, is that with travel comes, the culinary delights with the areas that you go to. What a foodie expose it treats us to, doesn't it?
I'm a foodie. Are you a foodie?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh, yes.
That's right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the place in Kauai that's like the donut place. They're just known as
Leonard's.
Rainbow on the inside. It's phenomenal, and I can't remember
the Leonard's
place now.
Leonard's. Yeah.
Leonard's. That's
yes,
it.
Exactly.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yes. Yeah. And then, you know, of course, there's another favorite of mine, Chicago. I love pizza. So everything's pizza there. Let's see. New York is great. Great Chinatown for Chinese food. You know, heading to Los Angeles, California, you know, you've got all the raw stuff, all the fruits and the vegetables and organic everything. And then, you know, we loop back down over into Myrtle Beach, and we've got seafood. Oh, and can I tell you, have you ever tried a chicken bog, B-O-G?
You know, my wife, yes, I know, and they're supposed to be so incredibly good. My wife was on a pursuit of that, and we finally found some, and if we're thinking the same thing, isn't the way the chicken is grown, is that right?
It's a hush puppy, but that's filled with like rice and chicken.
Oh, okay.
There's all different kinds. It's pretty, it's pretty easy to find down there. There's a place called the Porch Restaurant that has one that's kind of an egg roll-esque the chicken bog. But they're all over that destination, and they're so good. I mean, anything fried, of course, but it takes hush puppies up a notch for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, I spend half my time in Florida, and there are certain parts of Florida you can smell the fried food for miles.
Oh my gosh, I'd be sniffing my way, eating my way down.
Yeah, you think you're at one of those county fairs that are frying everything, you know, Oreo cookies, butter. I mean, fried butter.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It hurts my veins just a little bit to talk about it. But as you say, with travel comes all the other activities. I mean, you know, we talk about here we are in Hawaii, and I love being on a boat, and we're looking at, chartering a little sailboat that we can take around. We've done the Captain Andy's kind of thing just to get on the water and see the Nepali coast. Zip lining, there's all kinds of fun outdoor things to do, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Wherever you go, where there's sunshine in the fall, just take it all in. Take in the outdoors. I mean, it's California. We've got surfing that from Malibu, all the way up and down the coast. But predominantly here where I'm at in Santa Monica is like Malibu, Huntington Beach, Orange County.
Yes,
great beaches for surfing. You've got for Myrtle Beach, you've got more than 100 golf courses. Amazing. And, I even say for, the Cape, beach walks, shelling.
You
don't have to get in the water.
Right.
Just go and enjoy the beach.
Well, some great ideas here, Stephanie. You've been dubbed America's Tweetheart in a Vanity Fair magazine feature for having a million Twitter followers. So congratulations. And where can people go for more information with the Adventure Girl episodes?
AdventureGirl.com. I've got a lot of tips and ideas and restaurant reviews and hotel reviews. there. You can check out, you know, what I always say is, like, if you're looking at a destination, check out their actual website. So if you're going, thinking about California, go to visitcalifornia.com. They tend to put promotions and deals there on their website.
Exactly. Well, Stephanie, sadly, we're out of time. I appreciate you coming on with us.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, 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 when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun aligns up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program, your calls. Your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, oh, oh.
us here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest has really, you know, lit things up quite a bit because she has had a direct relationship and is known of Bill Clinton for, I guess, over 40 years. So it's quite a history. This is probably the most insight that you will ever hear about Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton from somebody who's been around Bill Clinton for such a length of time. Dolly Kyle practiced real estate law, was active with local, state, and national housing groups, founding member of the Dallas Affordable Housing Partnership and Dallas City Homes, and is a fellow of the Texas Bar Foundation, as a country and western and contemporary Christian songwriter. Dolly's also a proud member of ASCAP and the CMA. Dolly Kyle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing great, and it's great to talk to you.
Well, good to be talking to you to, you know, get down to the truth. I mean, what this show is all about is pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And some of the information you're going to be sharing with our audience is going to be disturbing, although it is going to be consistent with the character of one Bill Clinton and also Hillary that you have from direct experience.
That's right, and I don't know what your audience knows about me. I've tried to stay out of the limelight. I didn't want to do this. I didn't even want to write this book. But I have to tell you that it was after Christmas. I was watching a recorded show, and I was skimming through the commercials, and I saw Hillary, and I backed up to see what she was saying. And that's when she said women who have been raped or sexually assaulted should be believed. And it went all over me because, you know, she has attacked the women who Billy has attacked for all these decades. And I wanted to throw a shoe at the television screen, but instead I did something more productive, and the next day I started writing this book. So I just started this at the beginning of the year. A publisher called me. It has all fallen into place. So I think that's just the way it was supposed to be. But I do have the longest history of any living person who wants to say anything bad about the Clintons, I think. But, yeah. I met Billy when I was 11.
Dolly, I wanted to say was what I've read about you, obviously I don't know you directly, but what I read about you and sense from you is that this is difficult. This is not, you're not, you know, out here slinging mud as much as you are saying, hey, look, you got to make sure people understand what they're dealing with. And when you constantly hear the conflicting testimonies, it's got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It just, you know, just makes your nerves scream.
Well, it really does, and I'll say this, and I said this in my book, Hillary the Other Woman, I am not goody two-shoes, I never claimed to be goody two-shoes, but I have always taken the legal profession very, very seriously. I mean, I moved to Dallas as a single mom with three kids under the age of 8 to go to law school at SMU. I took that very, very seriously. I passed the bar exam in Texas before I graduated, and I took a job, and I was so excited about it, and 3 weeks into my first legal job, I quit over an ethics issue. So I kind of hope that tells your audience, no, I'm not goody two-shoes. I'm not a perfect person. I certainly made some serious mistakes in relationships. But when it comes to being a lawyer, and the Clintons, both Billy and Hillary, are a disgrace to the legal profession, and that goes all over me. Plus, having known Billy since he was a little kid, I was extremely disappointed in him overall to see how badly he turned out. People say, oh, he was president. Well, so what? Well, I mean, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? And I'm not talking about going to hell. I'm talking about the soul being the mind, will, and emotions. And this man has sold out. Hillary has sold out. And it's just pitiful. It's a disgrace. And people can't believe it because it's so bad. It's so broad, it's so deep, the scandals are so pervasive, people think, well, how could that be? How could it possibly be? But in my book, Chapter 47 is one of my favorites, called Media Magic, or How to Make a Story Disappear, and I explain my own personal experience with this, and we're seeing this right now. Juanita Broderick, for example, I presume that your audience knows who Juanita is.
She's been on with us.
She was raped by Billy Clinton in 1978 when he was Attorney General. And Andrea Mitchell, who did a story on her way back, contacted Juanita in January and then said, there's nothing new here. and then said on the Today Show, oh, I think it was in May, that Juanita's story had been discredited. Okay, so the little tempest in the teapot right now is that Juanita's son and lawyer contacted NBC asking for a retraction, and they took the word discredited out of their little online story that followed up the Today Show. And Juanita was, I don't know that she was okay with that, but I'm staying in New Hampshire right now with Catherine Prudhomme O'Brien, who has been very vocal about Hillary and speaking up for her, and you may have seen some of her things nationally. And Catherine and I were incensed. It's like, no, if NBC says this on the morning show, they need to retract it on the morning show.
Exactly.
And so that's
exactly
my next big campaign. It's like, all right, NBC, step up to the plate here and get over this lying.
Well, and there's no doubt the media has carried the water for progressives, for the liberal left and the elites for a long time. And I believe this is one of the reasons why they're losing circulation and audience, because they have violated their own principle for being. And their mandate for being is to document history. And what they've done is they've rewritten the history, especially when it comes to the Clintons. Now,
exactly,
I interrupted
right.
you.
And let me ask you this. Do your listeners know that I filed a RICO, the Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organizations, federal lawsuit against Billy Clinton when he was a sitting president? Did anybody know that? And there was the issue of should he have to answer while he's in the Oval Office? And the district court said, yes, Clinton, you have to answer. And he took it to the appeals court, and it went to the United States Supreme Court, and they ruled in my favor to the United States Supreme Court. And NBC did not see that as news.
Yes. Well, it's not a big surprise, but let's go back. And I interrupted you when you first started telling your story. When you first met Bill Clinton, you refer to him as Billy because you've known each other since you were kids growing up. You met him on a golf course.
Right, which kind of takes a little bit away from his story that he was such a poor boy in Arkansas, because most poor boys were working summer jobs, not playing golf at the Belvedere
right.
Country Club. But I was 11, Billy was 12, going on 13. It was the thunderbolt, as the Italians would say. We had an instant and long-lasting attraction. We became friends. We dated in high school. And there are no salacious details in my book, by the way, but I do set forth the progression of my relationship with Billy. And 15 years after we met in 1959, 15 years later, certainly as adults, we began what I would say is our adult relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
So I knew Billy all that time, and in 1974, he introduced me to Hillary. I don't want to ruin the story. I know we don't have a lot of time.
Well, that's okay.
Today.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up from there on the other side of the break when we come back. Our conversation with Dolly Kyle continues. Hillary, the other woman, a political memoir. Right after this.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always good to have you along with us. Our conversation with Dolly Kyle in her latest book, Hillary, the Other Woman, a political memoir. I say your latest book, Dolly, because a lot of people may not realize that you've been writing novels for a long time. This is not your first venture in writing.
That's right. It ain't my first rodeo. But, yeah, I started writing a therapeutic journal back in 1986, and I turned that into my first novel, and it was loosely autobiographical based on my life, and, as most first novels are, loosely autobiographical. It just so happens that Billy Clinton was a big part of my life. And right. So that novel turned into a trilogy, and it is available on my website, but I didn't put the Hillary book on the website because I want to make it very clear. The website, the DollyKyle.com novels, are novels. Those do not purport to be true stories, okay? They're just loosely autobiographical. But Hillary the Other Woman, which is on Amazon and WND Books and Barnes & Noble and all that, that is a true story. And I'm sick and tired of people sending me emails and liar, liar, pants on fire. I mean, people, there is not a lie in my book. I challenge anyone to find one. And the Clintons, Billy Clinton lied about me under an oath like we never had a relationship. And I have handwritten letters from him over decades. And some of those are attached to my deposition in the Paula Jones case, which is available online. So please, people, if you want to know, just look it up. It's all out there.
Right. Well, the thing we started to mention before the break was in 1974, that's when you first met Hillary. Tell us about that encounter.
Okay. I was single. I actually had been married, had three children. I was divorced. Billy was not married. Hillary, obviously, was not married. And 1974, Billy was back in Arkansas, in Fayetteville, in the northwest part of the state, the University of Arkansas, teaching law and running for Congress, and dating me, and Hillary in Washington, and Marla Kreider at the University of Arkansas, and who knows how many other women.
Mm-hmm.
So, in May of that year, the night of the Democratic primary, Billy called me and asked me if I would pick him up at the airport in Little Rock, because that was the only place you could get statewide television coverage, and he was coming down there for an interview, and then he was going to go over to Bill Fulbright's headquarters to have pictures taken with him. Bill Fulbright had been in the Senate for 30 years, not only an illustrious Arkansan, but Billy's mentor, and more than that, his real father figure, the only decent guy Billy Clinton ever had a real paternal relationship with. So that night, I went to pick up Billy at the airport, and he had this middle-aged, bedraggled woman with him, and when she got up closer, I realized she wasn't middle-aged, and Billy had told me he'd been living with a law student named Hillary, but, I mean, you know, whatever.
It took you a minute to connect some dots, huh?
Hillary, yeah. Dolly, and, yeah. And I thought, uh-uh. No way, this is the woman he's been living with. This is some kind of a joke. So I just got my old poker face on. I stuck my hand out, tried to shake hands with her. She glared at me, wouldn't shake hands. And, I noticed not only did she look horrible, but she stunk. I mean, smelled really bad.
Actually smelled.
Really bad. And so I really thought this was some kind of a joke, and Billy and I were going to laugh about it later. But I guess the joke was on him because he ended up taking her home. But anyway, he turned his back on Fulbright that night. And I talk about this in the book and at some length because this was an extremely important thing to me because this is the first time that I saw Billy's ability to turn his back on people. And loyalty among friends is a real high value in Arkansas. And I know that Hillary was influencing him that night because she was looking at the election returns at the station and Fulbright was losing. Mm-hmm. So Billy decided after the TV interview that he wanted to go back to the airport instead of going by Fulbright headquarters. And I said, why? What's the deal? And he says, well, didn't you see the election returns? I said, sure. He says, well, Fulbright's losing. I know he's losing. All the more reason to go and support him. He said, I don't want to be seen with a loser.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said that, and, you know, that in the company of this woman, I mean, really, and please, don't anyone think that I am jealous or a scorned woman or any of that, because I'm not. It was astounding to me that anyone could live with this person. I mean, I was afraid she was going to ruin my car seats. You know, like the valet parking on the Jerry Seinfeld incident?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought, oh, no, I've got 12 seats. What am I going to do? Yeah. But anyway, it was bad. So I met Hillary. She met me, and I did eventually figure it out that really was Hillary. And she knew about me from the beginning, which is why she was angry. Yeah. She also found out about Marla Kreider. And went in and snooped through Billy's letters and things and found the notes and cards and cutesy deals from Marla and shredded those. And that was the beginning of what I call the Hillary Scissorhands movement. And she's been shredding documents ever since until she progressed to, you know, wiping her server clean with a cloth. But this is the pattern of this woman, and she will erase history. She will do everything she can do to continue on the coattails of Billy Clinton. That's why she has had to attack all these women, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, Jennifer Flowers, me, and 2,000 others that no one has heard about because they are terrified to open their mouth. So this has been Hillary's pattern for the last 40-something years, and if anyone thinks that's going to change, someone asked me what would happen in a Hillary Clinton presidency, and I said, well, the first thing is I get audited by the IRS, and so does everyone else who's raised a voice against them, and then who knows where it goes from there. They plan
well,
false stories about me, everything. It's just...
Exactly.
You know,
well, Dolly, she's been very vocal about, you know, on one hand, how women should be protected, and, you know, she wants to be the champion of women, but yet... You know, she has an established model and format that she's followed with every woman that has said, look it, I've been raped here by President Clinton or Governor Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, and she follows through, like you say, whether it's her scissor hands or the destruction of characters and that sort of thing. I mean, she's been consistent that way.
She certainly has. And the other thing I keep asking is, what exactly affirmatively has she done for women? If anyone thinks she's broken through a glass ceiling, think again. Women have been dragging on men's coattails, well, since they were togas or whatever. This is nothing new. The fact that she is the presidential nominee, that would have never happened if it hadn't been for Billy Clinton. I mean, he didn't want to run for governor again in 1990. And they did a poll to see if Hillary could just follow him in as governor. Well, Arkansas people wouldn't have elected her anything. And,
right.
You know, so She would be nothing without him. Oh, and I also have to say that she had her role to his advantage because she was the financial stability for that family. Billy doesn't really like to work. And she was to make the money, which is what motivated her in what has become Cattlegate and all these other scandals, Whitewater and all that, where she was trying to get money by hook or by crook, and mostly by crook.
Mm. Well, certainly the Clinton Foundation has exposed a lot, and it's, kind of reveals her industry to a whole new level, and she has really, put it on steroids. Now, Hillary Clinton says repeatedly Donald Trump does not have the temperament. You've been around and have experienced some of these situations. You know Bill Clinton has shared things with you. What about her temperament?
Well, her temperament is some of the worst. I mean, you wouldn't want her to be a Girl Scout leader. But worse than that now, and I'll say this, everything everyone has read and heard by the Arkansas State Troopers, by the Secret Service, by anyone who has dared say anything about her foul mouth, her short temper, that is all true, okay? Let's just put that aside. That is all true, and she's a pathological liar. And here's what's the worst of it now. And I debated whether I should put this in the book or not, but I did. Chapter 50 of Hillary the Other Woman. I talk about her increasing cognitive impairment. And someone asked me after a show, well, what is cognitive impairment? It's losing it mentally. And I list the symptoms of cognitive impairment as set out by the Centers for Disease Control. And I list the things that people have seen if they've paid attention about Hillary in her.
Well, Dolly, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Don't forget, we're giving away tickets to the movie Ben-Hur, and I've got a soundtrack, I got a book, and we've got all kinds of tchotchkes, as they say, to give away. So all you got to do, drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You'll be in the running. Make sure you include your address, too, so we know where to send all your good stuff from, because we got swag. Swag's important. And speaking of swag, the Swagmeister himself, James Hurston, is with us, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I think I'm going to use that, Swagmeister. But that would mean I would have to give away stuff all the time.
Well, but, don't you?
No.
Aren't you a giving guy?
No, I... Hey. You know, swag is normally the term that's used in Hollywood when you go to an event and they give you a swag bag.
Well, the big bag, all kinds
bag
of good
of
stuff in there.
Goodies, of goodies.
Yeah, and then you have to declare it because the tax man is right behind you because
yeah,
of the
that's
value.
Right. That's right.
That.
Well, for the big, like the Oscars and stuff, those swag bags are almost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you want to say, hey, I donated to charity until they see your wife, walking around with the iPhone that they gave you in the bag, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and then your hands in the cookie jar. Hey, boy, a good week for Donald Trump. The USC LA Times poll has him up, a little bit here. Still in, the realm of possibilities, but compared to what it was 2 weeks ago, things are moving in the right direction for one Donald Trump. What's going on?
He shifted the momentum, and the mainstream media had declared the candidacy dead because they want to, because we've talked about on your show their extreme bias, which is advocacy. And look, just in a series of a few days, what Trump did, he brought in new leadership for his campaign team. He made these new policy speeches. He expressed regret for hurt that he may have caused people, pain he may have caused people. The media chose to characterize it as an apology. It was, in a way. Mm-hmm. He started a dialogue in communities for minorities. He went to Louisiana, to Baton Rouge, when Hillary Clinton did not, when President Obama did not. He showed up with an 18-wheeler full of supplies, and most importantly, he just began his advertising campaign. A lot of people don't realize that the Trump campaign has spent zero on ads in the general election, while the Clinton campaign has spent over $60 million. And so, you know, it's kind of like a Muhammad Ali situation here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the old rope-a-dope.
Yeah, exactly.
And And so any one of these things, you know, when you bring in talent like Steve Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, when you do what admittedly is partially a photo op, but the fact that he brought the 18-wheeler full of supplies, I think it was just, it was so powerful. You're showing the softer side of Donald Trump. Any one of those things could have shifted momentum, but the combination of all
the cumulative effect, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the polls are just starting to catch up. You know, when they talk about a post-convention bounce, I think we're looking at a post-series of events bounce, and it has, the polls are just starting to, you said there's like about three national polls that show Trump in the lead, to which on the social media, the Hillary people are trashing those polls. And the one that you pointed out, the LA Times polls, LA Times USC, it's amazing. They are saying it's a garbage poll, which it is, in fact, just another, as a matter of fact, when it's combined with a university, it gives a little more legitimacy, and they're using a different kind of methodology where a portion of the sample are the same people ask the question every day. And it's so it's a daily tracking poll.
Exactly.
And, you know, the people in the polling business give it great credence. But if Trump's in the lead, it must be trash, according to the Hillary camp. But
yeah, but we're talking the L.A. Times here, James. We're not talking about some conservative newspaper here.
So, yeah, that's exactly right. And but what I see, there, you know, we mentioned the two new leaders of the campaign, Steve Bannon, formerly the head of Breitbart. I know the guy's a friend of mine. And Kellyanne Conway, longtime pollster and communicator in politics. I see Kellyanne's fingerprints on this softer side of Trump, his apology, his trip to Louisiana, his tone. And the advertisement, the 32nd spot, which is called Two Americas Immigration, I see Steve Bannon's fingerprints. You know, Steve Bannon was a documentary filmmaker and a script writer, and very bright guy, very creative. And this ad, first of all, it picks the defining issue that started his campaign, and that's immigration and the borders. Then secondly, it creates a contrast in only 30 seconds between an America that Hillary's in charge of and an America that Trump is in charge of.
Exactly.
And the contrast, of course, is stark. The writing is in powerful, incomplete sentences, and it's an amazing ad. I think it's going to move the numbers. And one of the key things, it shows a little graphic when it talks about Syrian refugees, and it shows an image of which we've seen of refugees flooding onto a transport. And it's from a September 2015 interview where Hillary Clinton said, yeah, we should bring in 65,000 refugees from Syria, which is way beyond what the Obama administration had announced publicly. And, of course, the public understands when Hillary says 65,000, that number could expand geometrically because she wants to be the Merkel of America.
Exactly. But six times as many as Barack Obama, you know.
But this contrasting commercial, and it's going to be in all the battleground states, it's just started. It's going to go till the end of the month. I think this is going to be powerful, and I think it's going to continue because Trump's fundraising is going to come back strong again now that his numbers are tightening in the polls, and the media despondency campaign that they were trying to make people feel like, oh, this is over, don't write your checks, I think that's going to fail now. And so this is all good news for Trump. As I said, the old investment mantra, the trend is his friend.
Yes, exactly. Well, the other thing here, James, is that he picked up on an issue that is resonating and gaining traction. Now, a majority of Americans are saying, hey, look, we agree with Trump. about vetting refugees and about being careful now. I mean, consistently over 50% are now siding with Trump. So in spite of all the negative publicity and everything the mainstream media has tried to do regarding this topic, the people are going, oh, wait a minute, this deserves another look. And this is starting to make some sense that we consider. Now, the other thing I would caution Kellyanne and Donald Trump and the campaign about, I was speaking with an insider over the weekend, I said, you know, he's banging on the Mexicans so hard that and trying to go after a small percentage of blacks by comparison that he's almost abandoning the Mexican vote. Now, I saw him trying to track back a little bit. And he needs to be careful. You know, Mexico's Mexico, and there's a lot to talk about here, and the perception that Hispanics have in terms of why they came and why they're coming to America. I mean, let's not forget, a lot of American businesses have been very friendly and have invited illegal immigrants to come to this country. So he cannot abandon 40-41% of the voter politic for 12-13% of black America. And you cannot think, though the blacks would want you to think that it's a homogeneous type of demographic, it's not. There are two separate demographics, and he needs to be sensitive not to go after black America so heartily at the expense of Mexican Americans.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think it should be one or the other. As a matter of fact, the same issues that the campaign would use to attract African Americans in urban places, many of those issues would apply to Hispanic Americans. And you
exactly.
Think about, for example, I mean, just the issue of jobs and the fact that, you know, that having a rational immigration program would improve the job market, improve jobs for the Hispanic community because, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats. But in addition, the fact that a growth economy would benefit the Hispanic community. The Hispanic community has powerful family values and would respond greatly to more imagery of the Trump family and their love for each other. And the issues of life and marriage and family being important and religious freedom, all of which, by the way, we can kiss goodbye to if Hillary packs the Supreme Court with people that will make Ruth Bader Ginsburg look like a moderate.
Exactly.
You communicate that using Spanish media and do it in a good way. I think it will peel off a portion of that, at least get past the portion that George W. Bush had, which I think was in the 30s.
Right.
And,
well, Dave,
and
you're out of time. I got to say, he's got to talk about the wall in terms of it being win-win on both sides. James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Good insight here, James. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski.